Welcome to this podcast about Old Kukak Village and Devil's Cove in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Old Kukak was a historical Sugpiaq Aleutic village on Kukak Point, which forms the northern shore of Devil's Cove on the Alaska Peninsula in Katmai National Park and Preserve, about 94 miles southwest of King Salmon and 74 miles northwest of Kodiak, Alaska. Between 1827 and 1836, the Russian-American Company carefully surveyed the entire Alaska Peninsula shoreline. The 1831 to 1832 surveys by Ivan Vasiliev charted the Shelikov Strait coast from Cape Douglas south to Chignik Bay and first reported the village location. The name was published in 1847 as Seliny Kukak on Russian hydrographic charts. Devil's Cove extends west for 4 miles from the mouth of Kukak Bay and is formed by volcanic rocks of the Aleutian Arc that consist of breccia, lava flows, sills, and pyroclastic tuff. Beginning in the 1760s, Russian fur hunters moved eastward from the Aleutian Islands into the Upper Alaska Peninsula. At first contact with the Russians, the indigenous Sugpiaq Aleutic of the Katmai coast were living in settlements along the coast at Katmai Bay, Kukak Bay, and the interior village of Savanoski. Kukak Bay, which provided one of the most promising harbors on the Pacific coast of the peninsula, was mentioned as a settled locality in Russian documents dating before 1800. A more specific description appears in the report by Georg von Langsdorff, which details a visit in 1806 to a settlement of summer huts somewhere on the bay, then known as Tonjajak. By 1880, after the Alaska Purchase, there was a Russian Orthodox chapel at the bay, and in 1891, the Alaska Commercial Company opened a post. However, by 1895, presumably because of better opportunities for trade, the few remaining inhabitants reportedly moved farther northeast to the settlement known by then as Douglas. The Russian-American Company initially incorporated the Sugpiaq Aleutic people into their fur trading activities primarily through coercion. The Promyshleniki used the same methods of conscripting labor and holding hostages as they had with the Aleutian people to force the Sugpiaq Aleutic to acquire sea otter furs. In 1794, the first Russian Orthodox Church missionaries arrived on Kodiak, and within 2 years they were active on the Alaska Peninsula. During the first half of the 1800s, the Kodiak parish of the Russian Orthodox Church included all the Katmai coastal villages. The missionaries criticized the Russian-American Company for its ill-treatment of the Sugpiaq Aleutic people, which included the practice of taking hunters far from their homes and the subsequent depopulation of traditional villages. The Katmai Wilderness Lodge now occupies the old village site, built on land still owned by the Russian Orthodox Church. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.